All right, now it's time to start the show. Sorry about that, everyone.
It's still really loud.
Your ears are just really sensitive today.
I just think the music's up just a little too high. There you go. It's a much better level.
Well, if you haven't figured it out, we're back.
Yeah. Ow.
And the one over there complaining about the audio, me, is back. Everyone, yay.
Wow. Thanks, Dan. That I don't really have a, sounded enthusiastic.
I don't have an applause sound effect, so, you know.
Yeah, no, you could just, you know, in your voice you could make it sound a little more meaningful.
Hey, everyone, welcome. It's the Two Broke College Students in Army Radio, and we got Mia back. Yay!
Oh, that was so fake.
No, it wasn't.
It's okay. Levi was there for me last week. I hope he did good. To our two or three listeners out there.
Right.
If you are out there, call us up. Our call in line is 412. There we go. 397-6816. Yes, Dan, pull the paper closer to my face. I can't read from a mile away.
I figured you'd have it memorized by now.
I barely even have my own phone number memorized. Why should I memorize this one? Anyway, we're going to get to the music because, hey, that's what we do on the radio. It's a Wednesday at 4 p.m. Oh, my God.
That's how weeks work. Yay.
Yeah, okay. And we have by Felix Shaheen or whatever. It doesn't even matter. And Jasmine Thompson. And we have Ain't Nobody. And then in the parentheses, loves me better.
Ain't Nobody Loves Me Better. Yes.
There you go, Dan.
From Felix.
Felix.
You put your arms around me, then you put your charms around me. We stare into each other's eyes, and what we see is no surprise. Got a feeling most of treasure, and a love so deep we can't measure.
Felix,
making it jam up in here. Keep the jams rolling because it's a Wednesday.
Ariana
Grande and Zed too. Not that it matters, Dan.
Grande means like big.
Thanks, Dan, for the lesson.
What? Spanish class, everyone.
Okay, Break Free, Ariana Grande said. You probably all know
I'd
this
like
song
to break
anyways.
Break free from this conversation. Moving on.
I'd like to break free from this radio show. Woo! Just kidding.
Excuse me?
All right, enjoy the song.
Just 'cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? But that's just how. Just how I feel, trying to reach the things that I can't see.
together we could be something for real. Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? But that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. Trying to reach the things that I can't see.
So is it Vines or Vins?
I think it's Vins.
So Nico and Vins with Am I Wrong? I believe that's...
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. I don't think it's...
I mean, if we mispronounce the name, I'm going to call here and tell me that I'm wrong.
You're probably not going to call here anyways, but I really hope so. That line is 412-397-6816. Give me something to do. My life is so boring. So we're here today. We're just going to be jamming, really, today. I mean, Dan was supposed to get some links, but...
I do have them.
You have some links? All right. Well, yes. We have some links.
Sausage links, internet links. I have everything, so...
Links. I was trying to think of something that had the word links in it, and I couldn't. That's really bad. I mean, like, I just couldn't think of anything.
So here's something we've never done on the show before. Played a country song.
So our first country song, and this is Cup of Tea by Casey Musgraves.
I gotta tell you, it's really not my cup of tea. But
country music? You seem like you'd listen to it.
Maybe what am I, a redneck?
I wouldn't say a redneck.
That's not generalization, guys. Calm down.
It just give off that vibe that... I actually like country music, believe it or not.
And here's Casey Musgraves. That was Cup of Tea, and it's kind of, you know, like a nice kind of happy song, you know, kind of saying be you, because no, everybody might not like you, but, you know, you'll find people that do, and, you know, just be yourself. So even if you're a social outcast, wink, wink. All right.
Wink, wink at who? Wink, wink at what? Positive vibes here today. Who are you winking at?
We need the power of positivity.
Yeah, still want to know who you're winking at, because if you're winking that social outcast at me, I'm really, really hoping that's not.
I'm not. I wouldn't wink at you. That's weird.
Okay. We're going to, you know, go from that.
So transition.
Yeah, negativity. And it's supposed to be a positive day. I've had enough negativity in my life the past couple weeks. But yeah, so we're transitioning positively. Haley Steinfeld, love myself. Because like the song said, if you're not someone's cup of tea, that's okay. But if you can't love yourself, who can you love? When I get chills in, that's right.
Deep. Quiz. Despite everything in that last segment before the song, we are trying to be positive today.
Yeah, definitely. Life needs more positivity, less negativity.
With that said, Mia?
Yeah?
You all right?
What do you mean?
You need more positivity, so is everything fine?
In my life?
Yes. This is therapy session now.
It's not. We're on the radio, and I don't care if we have 2 listeners or 200. This is not the time. So,
but one thing that could make your life positive is paying off those student loans.
Okay. Right? That was a awful transition, getting too personal into my life, but
actually,
we have a good BuzzFeed segment to save
that. I actually didn't think it was that bad. All right, moving on.
It was a little too personal, but thank you. 18 things that are easier than paying off student loans. I have to do that soon. I just paid for my college a semester. Oh, wait. Scroll up. We have
the
to
first
read
one
them.
Was no good.
Yeah, it is. Becoming an EGOT, winning an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, because we all know you can do it.
We all have a shot at that.
We can all be Wale, okay? Even though he's here for, like 2 semesters. Yeah, he went to RMU.
Yes, I know. RMU alum, Wale. Yes.
Yeah, well, our RMU alum for like two, maybe three semesters, give or take, like, graduation.
We'll have some walleye coming up next. No, we won't. Okay, moving on.
Anyways, throwing a perfect game.
Yes.
In baseball. If you play baseball.
Or softball.
I don't. Or softball. I don't play either. So I played t-ball when I was little, and the helmet was too big for my head, so when I ran, I looked like I was like a bobblehead, which is pretty funny. Being more flawless than Beyonce. Word up. Super Bowl performer and Queen Bee.
Winning the Triple Crown. Also something that's easier than paying off your student loans, and that is true.
Yeah, it is literally easier to turn into a horse and then win the elusive Triple Crown than to pay off your student loans.
More of the jockey winning the Triple Crown.
I was reading the buzz.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for no. Right. Breezing through the line at the DMV. Oh, God.
Not going to happen. They only staff two people, too, which is annoying. Finding an affordable apartment in New York City or San Francisco. Oh, God.
There you go. Winning the lottery. Don't we all wish? That's okay. I don't want to win the lottery. Bad things happen to people that win the lottery.
We all had a shot at it a couple weeks ago, but that's gone now.
Yeah, but no, like, bad things happen. Like, yeah. People that win the lottery, they get, like, hit up so many times with people that are acting like they knew you when you was down. You know, they're your cousins, ex-wife's mom, sister, who kind of talked to you when you were in high school and, like, you know.
I blame the news for that because they put you on the news and they say you won and then everyone's
But, I mean, they still know. You still are bound to be found.
Something that we could all relate to, buying one thing at Target.
You know, there's no Target that's, like, really, really close to us. Like, I mean, the closest one's in Robinson, but it's not even, like, near the mall. It's kind of, like, back in the corner, like, hiding, like, hey, what's up? You know, like, you're about to go to Walmart, but, oh, wait, is that a Target? Holy crap, where did you come from? You know, like, it's hanging in the back, like, hiding
it's
behind
like, hi,
something.
Come shop here. We're better than Walmart. Come shop here. Hi.
No, it's not, like, saying hi because it's hidden. I'm telling you, you're on your way to Walmart, and you're like, whoa, what are those? It's a Target. So it's like, what? That's a Target.
What are those?
What is that? It's Target. But, like, yeah, so, you know, Target hides, and it makes me really sad because I really like their stuff, and I just don't get the chance to go up there because, like I said, it's not by the mall. So if I'm going up to the mall, I don't want to have to go run all the way to the other side of Robinson to find this mystery Target that may or may not be behind Walmart.
Oh, God forbid. But
by the time you're like, oh, there's Walmart. So you go to Walmart. But then you're like, wait, is that a Target? And then you're like, crap, I just bought everything at Walmart.
That's why you go the opposite direction and then you get
If you're coming from the mall, you can't go that direction. That's literally rerouting you like a bunch of miles. It's not opportune. Okay. Anyways, I'm skipping the next one because I don't like Frozen. Sorry.
One of the few.
One of the specials. Keep it classy. Tightrope walking across the Grand Canyon, because it can happen.
And it did.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Eating one Cheez-It.
If you are allergic to Cheez-Its, then this is easy. I would rather pay my student loans than eat a regular Cheez-It. I will die.
What about the other one?
I can eat the Parmesan ones and, like, those, but I can't eat a regular Cheez-It. Like, the one in the picture on this BuzzFeed article, it's, like, a regular, like, Parmesan kind of Cheez-It.
Which, by the way, is adorable because there's a dog eating it and it's just... But.
Yeah. Very cute, very cute. White cheddar ones. Yep, those are the ones I can eat. Not clapping when everybody says, everybody clap your hands. It depends on who's saying it because, I don't know.
If it's the mumbo or the whatever it is, the cha-cha slide guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, if it's the cha-cha slide guy, you're usually, like, clapping your hands. But if some random dude comes up to me and he's like, yo, clap your hands, like.
No.
I mean, it might be easier to, you know, clap my hands and pay my student loan debt, but I'm sure not clapping my hands for some hobo on the street. All right, hating Jennifer Lawrence. Actually.
The same girl that doesn't like Frozen.
Ah.
Doesn't like Jennifer Lawrence.
It's not that I don't like her. I just think she's superficial. I do. I don't know. Like, I think her whole, like, unreal act is kind of a little bit, you know, I don't know. I think it's cliche. Like, I think she tries to be too real and too relatable, and it comes off fake to me. I just don't, it doesn't appeal to me.
Sort of like her quote that we can't repeat that's on this BuzzFeed article.
Well, we can repeat it. It says, well, at least I had on underwear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we can't say that because it's not anything bad. It's just, I don't know. I mean, she tries to be relatable, and I can commend her for that. But I feel like sometimes it's just too fake, and she's not as relatable as she tries to act anymore. Like, maybe in the beginning she was, because she wasn't really famous, and she was still, like, a down-homey kind of person. But I feel like as the more and more her movies have gotten better and the more famous she's gotten, the less relatable she really is. But she tries to be this super relatable person, and it's like, come on. Like, we know that, you know, you don't just eat pizza every night. Like, let's be real. She does have a $50 steak every once in a while. Come on. Like, don't lie to us.
Not to mention that iCloud hack from, like, 2 years ago. But we won't go any more into that than we have to.
I kind of know what you're talking about, but thanks for okay, that makes no sense. How that relates to that. But anyway, understanding how taxes work. I'm in accounting class, so kind of get it.
Yeah, you probably should.
Well, I mean, we're just learning the basics, so give me a break.
Ancient R Block.
Winning an Olympic gold medal. Hey, if Michael Phelps can do it, anyone can.
Well.
Just kidding. But not really, because he used drugs. No, I'm just kidding.
Waking up early and going to the gym before work.
That's actually really tough. Student loans might be easier to pay than that, because, I mean, that's tough. That's really tough.
Speaking of tough, having zero notifications on your phone.
That's just lonely. That's not okay. We're skipping that one. That's not making me happy.
Well, you can't skip it. I already said it.
Okay, whatever. Skipping. Getting accepted into Hogwarts because it's everybody's dream, but I feel like that would get you more student loan debt. Isn't that kind of the point to things that are easier? I mean, I guess like in Hogwarts, I don't know, you'd pay in some kind of like weird, you know, coin that you got from some like troll or some like elf looking thing that you like, you know, won by like doing some sorcery quiz or, you know, challenge, or maybe you were playing like Quidditch or I don't know. You can make that into career. You know, winning a Quidditch championship might be easier. And on that note, we're going to keep it bright.
I see what
Echo
you did there.
Smith.
That was nice.
Yeah, much better than yours.
That's just rude. Okay.
That's just the truth.
Call in and see who had the better transition.
You should just call in general because...
Please?
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, please.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, you know, LinkedIn. Not really. LinkedIn, yeah.
Snapchat, Instagram, no.
Please don't send Snapchats. That's not okay.
Right, moving on. Bright, Echo Smith. You sprinkle stardust on my pillowcase. It's like a moonbeam brushed across my face. Nights are good, and that's the way it should. Make me sing ooh la la la. You make a girl go ooh, I'm in love, love. Did you see that shooting star tonight? Were you dazzled by the same constellation? Did you and Jupiter conspire to get me? I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right. Now I'm shining bright, so bright, bright, so bright. And I see colors in a different way. You make what doesn't matter fade to gray. Life is good, and that's the way it should. Make me sing ooh la la la. You make a girl go ooh, I'm in love, love. Did you see that shooting star tonight? Were you dazzled by the same constellation?
constellation that you and Jupiter conspire to get me. I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right, 'cause now I'm shining bright, so bright, and I get lost in your eyes. Did you see that shooting star tonight? Were you dazzled by the same constellation? Did you and Jupiter conspire to get me? I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right. I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right. I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right. 'Cause now I'm shining bright, so bright.
Oh, ow. Ow, that hurt a lot. Oh, I was just going to say, that was one of my, like, all-time favorite songs, actually. I love that song, Bright by Echo Smith. And this is Let's Go by Icona Pop and Tiësto. I saw them live. They were really good. Oh. So, yeah. I like their other song, Emergency. It's more explicit, though, so I don't know if we're going to play it today. But you should definitely look it up. It's really good, so.
We may or may not, depending on what we can find. So, teaser. Yeah,
probably may not, just because I don't know if I'm in the mood to go looking for songs. But maybe Dan will, you never know.
Well, yeah.
We got a cool playlist set up anyway, so. If you want to pick a song, you know, always call in. 412-397-6816. There you go. All right, cool, cool.
Let's Go by Icona Pop and
Woohoo.
Tiësto.
It's a very jammy song for today. Keeping it upbeat, keeping it fresh and real and off the his house. Y'all feel my G's?
All right.
I'm kidding.
I think what we're going to do right now is go to a quick break, and then we'll be back with another selection from the playlist.
Yay.
Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. Colonial Talk does not air at 4 p.m.
First of all,
College students does.
First of all, that was not my fault. Because that's been in... you know.
Yeah. Whatever. He picked out the commercial guys because our Pizza Di Casa one was... Pizza de Ghana. So, anyway.
So thank you, Kristen, for letting everyone know the call-in lines.
Yeah, very good, very good. Thanks, Dan, for letting us know that Colonial Talk airs on Wednesdays at 4 when Two Broke College students is supposed to be here. We're still here Wednesdays at 4. If you're listening, let's hope so. I'm hoping we didn't lose you with that promo.
That's not my fault.
Yeah, it's totally your fault.
No, it's not.
I have no one else to blame but the kid with the mouse in his hand. Anyways, I'm alive. Are you? Apparently, Michael Franti and Spearhead are, because they wrote a song about it.
Yeah, that was a great transition.
It was a great transition.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Me.
Next week, one broke college student.
Next week, one broke college student here, and one broke college student in the trash.
And it'll probably be Mia that'll be here, quite frankly. So.
Ooh, boycotting.
All right, moving on.
Oh,
Yes, he is.
There you go. Sorry, I was like looking something up and I saw Cloud9's last post yesterday and I realized they didn't put a photo of me up for their other week.
Oh, that's just rude.
I know. How cold. I mean, I know I'm on a radio show and all and some people know me, but it's just, it was a frowner.
We're going to have to let them know about that.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that. That's good, right? Yeah?
It almost wasn't. It almost failed.
Okay, well, work. This is Rihanna and Drake's new song. Well, mostly Rihanna's, but Drake tagged along.
Which she didn't sing at the Grammys because she canceled her performance.
She had bronchitis. Give her a break.
Lip sync. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
I believe that all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and that nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. To me, I be work.
Done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work.
It's in me up there, work. It's in me doing my da-da-da-da-da-da. Something about that work.
Rihanna and Drake telling us that we have to work. Unfortunately.
I like that song though when I'm up in the gym, you know, like get you pumped. Because you gotta work.
Right, it gets you pumped up.
Yeah, nice. I would think so. I mean, like the beat's really like bum bum bum, you know, and then like it's telling you to work, so it's pretty much like your own personal trainer. work.
For those of us that can't afford a personal trainer.
Most of us can't. If you're in college, I mean, even people that work like full-time jobs, personal training is super expensive. My grandma did it, and she said it costs like, I don't know, like $300 for like a month. Like, it's crazy. Like, you would not, like, expect it to be that much, but, like, each session is probably around, like, $60 or $70, like, easy.
So there's one way to make a living, be a personal trainer.
Jeez. Yeah, definitely. But I mean, if you're a personal trainer at, like, a gym, though, I think the gym gets most, like, the money and you get, like, small commission. But, yeah, I mean, they make pretty good money. So if you like fitness and, you know, you don't know what you want to do with your life, there's an option.
What if you have no control
over your life? That's depressing, but if you don't have any control, you are a One Direction song right now, because no control, One Direction.
They're still in?
One Direction?
Yeah.
Still in what?
They're still in? They're still the in group now?
They were never in for me, but they're one member less, but apparently that's a sore subject, so don't talk about Zayn Malik and his new song. What is that one? Like, what is it
called? Insane in the Membrane?
No, it's... Haha, funny. No, it's his new song. What is it? Like, it's like Bed or something?
Well, here. We'll play that next.
No, I'm going to look it up. Hold on. Let me see. Z-A-Y-N Pillow Talk. That's it.
Oh.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's the one. Pillow Talk. Well, this is what happens when you leave One Direction.
You get played after One Direction.
Well, yeah, that, and you make some interesting, you know, music. If you ever have seen this music video, I recommend it. It's so weird. It's just so trippy. But his girlfriend's in it, the Gigi Hadid.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in it. Gigi, yeah.
Gigi and Zayn. Oh.
Yeah. Well, people call her Gigi, but it's like, Gigi is like the, yeah, you know, because she's foreign.
That's the correct way to pronounce it.
Why are you laughing? It's totally right. Whatever. If you get the chance, watch this music video, because then you'll be like, what did I just watch?
Zayn, Pillow Talk.
Yep. No last name. It's like Madonna.
Zayn.
I don't think it's like Madonna, but...
It's all caps, too, so you have to scream it, but I won't.
Like Madonna.
Right.
Sort of. All right, Pillow Talk, listen up.
See the thing about Zayn is
we went back to One Direction. The song was so crappy, we had to go back.
The thing about Zayn is when he leaves One Direction, he loses all of whatever they had going for them.
All the class he had is just gone.
So therefore, his music sucks. I'm just going to put that out there. I know we're supposed to be positive and everything, but you know whose music doesn't suck? Carly Rae Jepsen.
And I really like you to listen to the song because Emily just had to go.
I'd really like you to forget about that last segment.
Yeah,
also.
We're going to pretend that didn't happen.
Power of positivity.
Power radio.
Everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head. That we could stay alone, you and me and the temptation. Sipping on your lips, hanging on my bed, baby. Late night watching television. But how'd we get in this position? It's way too soon. I know this isn't love, but I need to tell you something. You could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah!
And we really, really like our viewers.
Yes, we do.
We dedicated that to you.
We're always thinking about you.
Yes, we are. And that's our song coming up now. Calvin Harris and Aya Marar. Yeah. I'll get it.
They know who they are.
Yeah. You Song's really good. I've never heard it. I like it. I might, you know, download it to my...
Yeah, this playlist has been surprising.
I listen to Pandora a lot, though. I know that's really lame, but I forgot my Spotify password
Pandora's
when I made a new
now.
Facebook. What?
Pandora is so out now.
I like Pandora. I have no problem with Pandora. Pandora and I have no beef. They have a lot of commercials, but...
I guess that'll do it for another week, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully next week. I don't know what we'll have in store for next week. I guess that's for next week to be found out.
That's for
Tune
us
in.
To not know and you to find out.
Yeah, us to hopefully know at some point, but definitely tune in next week. Should have a good show. Our show today, I guess, was just about being positive, bringing me back, which was good, from the dead. Just kidding. I'm a zombie. Not really, but I hope that got some laughs. Maybe you guys just think I'm weird. You two listeners out there think I'm a weirdo. That's okay. As long as you think it, then you know it. And
we're all
it's
weird.
Truth. Yeah. If you're not weird, then who are you?
You're nobody.
A robot. I even did the motion. If you like walk by the station, somebody just walk by. Oh, hey, I know you. Oh, I do know that person. Anyway, they watched me do the awkward robot. So there's that. All right. We have seven seconds left.
All right. That'll do it for us. That'll do it for us this week. On that note, if you want to not be a robot and follow us, you can do it. You can
Twitter,
do so on
Facebook,
Twitter.
Facebook. You know
Facebook.
It. Be your colonial best, as Dan will say.
She stole it. I'll let her have it. That's fine.
I don't want it. Take it back.
Nope. We out.
Dang it. Bye.